The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg, and joining us from our Bismarck studio is Sue Balcom of the Root Cellars Farm near Mandan.
Sue, thanks for joining us today.
I'm glad to be here.
There is a time of year where we are up to our elbows or maybe even eyeballs in tomatoes, and so it's a good idea to make a lot of salsa.
Oh, my gosh. Do you guys like salsa?
I love it. Yeah.
On everything.
On everything, right? Like eggs and chips, and what else do we eat salsa on? Oh, wait. Sometimes I eat it by the spoonful.
Yep. Pretty much.
But it's something easy that you can do with your tomatoes, for sure. And it's cannable, so you can make it for all winter long. And if you were really smart, you'd make some for your family so they wouldn't come into your house and steal yours all the time. And you can make it out of both red and green tomatoes.
Beyond that, is there sort of a selection of tomatoes? Like, do you want to be making it with grape and cherry tomatoes, or only the big ones, only the small ones? What do you want to do?
I use whatever tomatoes I have on hand, because, you know, they're kind of, the flavors in your salsa get a little bit more complex because the variety of tomatoes out there is so different. You know, like your cherry tomatoes are maybe a little sweeter than some of your canning tomatoes. And of course, if you like really, really thick salsa, you might want to just stick to Roma's or Plum or Italian tomatoes because they have more meat in them. But there are ways to cook that juice out of all kinds of tomatoes. And I actually use peelings. I don't peel my tomatoes when I make my salsa.
Now, there's other stuff in salsa, onions, for example. So what's the simple recipe?
Well, first of all, there's a difference, like, between you can can your salsa, but, you know, have you ever made fresh salsa or pico de gallo for
Yes.
for your family? That's, like, so awesome. So you would just chop up a couple of tomatoes, add one jalapeno pepper. I soak a clove or a toe of garlic in a little bit of lemon juice and salt, and then add the tomatoes and the jalapeno. If you like, you can shred some zucchini or cucumbers in there. That gives it a lively flavor. And if you don't think cilantro tastes like soap, throw a little bit of that in there also. So you can just make salsa just for, like, the day. Let it set till the flavors marry and eat the whole thing that night. Or you can go big, like pounds of tomatoes, and can, like I do, for the winter months.
Are there complicated salsa recipes?
I don't think anything in the kitchen is complicated at my house, but, you know, there is actually, this is funny too. If you're in a pinch, you know, you can always buy a can of Hunt's tomatoes and add a teaspoon of garlic salt. Actually, two cans of Hunt's tomatoes, teaspoon of garlic salt, and a squeeze from a lemon. Blend that up and you have kind of salsa on the fly there. But you can add things like black pepper. You can add cumin. Canning recipes always have either white vinegar or cider vinegar in there. You can add tons of garlic or not so much garlic. Celery, but always, always, always when you're canning, you need to use an approved recipe, because tomatoes are different now than they were, you know, 15, 20 years ago. They don't have quite as much acid content as they did back then. And so you have to make sure that you're acidic enough to water bath can a salsa recipe.
So how do you determine that?
Usually, to be on the safe side, you add acid to it.
Okay.
Just like when you're canning tomatoes, you add like a teaspoon of lemon juice concentrate. You know, it has to be the bottled lemon juice, not a lemon, acidic enough to offset anything that might not be. And so when you're using a salsa recipe, that's what the experts will do, is they will make sure that that recipe has enough acid and not a lot of other vegetables. You know, your peppers and your onions and things like that, if you were just to can those straight up, those would have to be pressure canned because they are low acid. But if you combine them correctly, you can get away with water bath canning, which is the easiest way to keep summer all winter long.
Could you ever use something like a vodka instead of a lemon juice?
Has someone done that who's on these microphones?
With tomatoes, it's a natural fit.
And serve it in a shot glass?
There you go. The heck with the canning. Drink the vodka and eat the tomato.
One for the tomato.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I have never heard of that. Actually, you can infuse vodka with a lot of things like jalapenos and cucumbers and things like that. But I wouldn't recommend that for canning. I've never seen a recipe that asks for vodka in canning.
Well, what about that kind of a sweet note to salsa, like mango? You know, that's a common ingredient if you go to a Mexican restaurant these days.
Or watermelon or peaches.
Pineapple.
Those kinds of things. Pineapple. Yep. Those are fruity, but those are not cannibal recipes. You really need to just mix those up and eat them fresh, because once again, if you're unbalancing that balance of acid in your recipe, then you cannot water bath can those safely. I cannot emphasize that enough.
Okay, so
people
that's
have
pretty
to play
important.
By the rules.
Okay,
yes.
But if you've done that, if you've canned all this salsa, then you open up that can and you can kind of do with it what you want for that day, huh?
Absolutely. And I would, we keep ours, you know, in the root cellar, of course.
Of course.
And it's, I almost thought, gee, should I really say that? People are going to think I'm crazy. But, we keep it in the root cellar and we bring it up. And then if you're going to add anything to it, I would suggest doing it in the morning and putting it in the refrigerator so that those flavors would have time to come together. But I'm telling you, fresh salsa is like the best thing ever.
So if you are making this salsa, it's not just chips you're serving it with? Do you do other things with it?
Let's see. What do we do? Well, you know, there is that Bloody Mary thing with the vodka.
That was Ashley's idea. And it's a brilliant idea.
I'll report back.
Okay. Yeah, we eat salsa with a lot of things. You know, like for breakfast, you eat it on eggs, and it's really wonderful to eat with pizza or, you know, other. I like hot sauce on a lot of the things that I eat.
I even like it on some salads, like spinach and garlic, onions, toasted almonds, sauerkraut, and salsa.
Sauerkraut and salsa? Mm-hmm. Now you're crossing the line there, girlfriend.
Intercultural.
And for breakfast.
Yep. Yes, totally for breakfast.
Yep.
Okay.
Bloody Mary breakfast, no doubt, at your house.
Huevos Rancheros and Bloody Marys. All right. Well, we've talked with Sue Balcom of Root Cellars Farm near Mandan. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank you. It's always so much fun.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.